propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Tread on my guns, don't you tread on my feet and God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour on this Monday, the last day of September 2024, here 9/30/2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Want to remind you, do not touch political signs. If you are captured on a trail cam or on somebody's cell phone, you can be prosecuted for tampering. Election tampering is what it's technically called, and you're facing potentially felony charges if the local county prosecutor decides to press charges against you. The campaign or the person who captured you tampering with a sign could request that charges be brought. And you could be facing attorney fees, number one, to defend yourself in court. And number two, potentially, could go to prison. Don't do it. Another thing you cannot do is tamper with people's mail. You can't specifically, especially, confront your mail carrier. A Farmington Hills man is facing ethnic intimidation charges after he allegedly called his postal carrier a black witch. Of course, it starts with a B, for delivering mail to his mailbox that pertained to presidential candidate Kamala Harris. Russell Valu, 61 years old, faces charges of assault and battery, 93-day misdemeanor, along with ethnic intimidation charges, which is a felony here in Michigan, and carries a penalty of up to 2 years in prison. Oakland County Prosecutor Karen McDonald, a Democrat, said, in this highly charged political time that we're living in, everyone has the right to vote their political opinion and vote accordingly. Whatever our political beliefs, no one should be assaulted or threatened because of their race or doing their job. Hate crimes impact all of us, and we will vigorously pursue these type of cases, said McDonald. The prosecutor's office said Velu was allegedly upset that he had received mail regarding Harris and said he did not want that information in his mailbox, which he told directly to his mail carrier. Allegedly, Velu called the mail carrier a ethnic threat term directly to the carrier. The carrier was so intimidated that she threatened to use pepper spray in his face unless he backed off. Officers were called. She filed a complaint. And the officers, when they arrived on the scene, found the defendant nearby and was taken into custody. As of 5 p.m. on Friday, he was housed at the Oakland County Jail. Monday, being arraigned in the 47th District Court, bond was set at $25,000. He has to return on October 11th for a pre-examination conference. Don't confront your mail carrier and don't mess with political signs. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Thank you.
everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three. The very liberal, progressive Detroit Regional Chamber of Commerce's Political Action Committee on Friday declined to endorse in the U.S. Senate race, saying both the Democrat Elisa Slotkin and former Republican U.S. Congressman Mike Rogers are exceptionally strong candidates who will serve Michigan well. Chamber executives said both public servants share a core similarities, a matter to the Chamber of Commerce and the business community at large. They both bring national security credentials, a record in Congress of bipartisanship, and a willingness to buck the extremists in their party. Both Congresswoman Elisa Slotkin and former Congressman Mike Rogers are far superior candidates to what the TV ads would have you believe, said Detroit Regional Chamber President and CEO Sandy Bruhu. Bruhu said, Slotkins or Rogers, either way, Michigan wins. Very interesting, because normally they endorse Democrats. Democrats only at like 99% of their endorsements when it comes to politics, when it comes to elections. Well, the next step down, looking at the U.S. Congress, House of Representatives, the chamber announced earlier this week that it was endorsing all but two of the Michigan congressional incumbents for reelection. It took a pass in the third congressional district race with Hillary Slotkin, and also the 12th congressional district represented right now by Rashida Tlaib in Detroit. However, none of the congressional challengers they were running against these two have been endorsed either. So they're staying neutral in those two seats. Next level down, State House of Representatives who are on the ballot, well, they endorsed all, basically, of the incumbent Detroiters. Detroit Chambers PAC endorsed all the Democrats, I should say, including the Speaker of the House, Joe Tate. But they also endorsed House Minority Leader Matt Hall. In total, 24 Democrats and 31 Republicans incumbents. However, the only non-incumbents to get the chamber's endorsement was Nancy Jenkins Arno. She's running in the 34th House District, former State Representative Tim Kelly, who's running in the 93rd, and up here in Northern Michigan, Parker Fairburn running for the 107th. Stop and think about that for 1 second. Detroit Regional Chamber of Commerce endorsed Parker Fairburn. Very interesting development. Now, it's kind of interesting, too, that some of the Republicans are incumbents that they endorse, a few of them up here in Northern Michigan area. Kurt Vanderwall from Ludington. That's kind of interesting that they endorsed him, as well as my state representative, John Roth of Interlochen. Looking at others in the race for re-election, one name they didn't endorse, Ken Borton in the 105th. That's kind of interesting. They endorsed John Roth, but not Borton. They endorsed Vanderwall, but basically no other incumbent Republicans up here in Northern Michigan. Now, one of the things that you have to look at is politics from this perspective. Supposedly, the PAC, that the Detroit Regional Chamber of Commerce Political Action Committee does is they're supposed to be looking at their support for businesses. People they believe would be good stewards, if elected, in Washington and in Lansing, that would be looking out for businesses. That's the function of the chamber. That's what they're supposed to be doing. The other aspect to all of this, they're not supposed to be partisan. One of the things they did in this election process, showing that they endorsed 24 House Democrats to 31 House Republicans, kind of leans towards the fact that maybe perhaps they're looking at some of the polling. Some of the polling that says at the local level, Republicans are going to do very well. County commissioner races, county clerk races, state representatives, school boards, other things at the local level. But I find it very interesting that they see no difference between Mike Rogers and Elisa Slotkin running for the U.S. Senate. Very, very interesting perspective on that. Considering both of them exceptionally strong candidates that will serve Michigan well. That's their quote from their press release. Okay, so be it. Now, one of the other things that we're looking at is certain races, certain maps. How this is going to play out is going to be very interesting, potentially, in the U.S. House of Representatives. Less than 2 months away from Election Day, Republicans say that if they don't have a strong candidate for West Michigan's 3rd Congressional District until 2026, the GOP needs to get its act together. 3rd Congressional District includes Lake Michigan communities like Grand Haven, Norton Shores, stretching into Grand Rapids and surrounding Kent counties, including communities known as Walker, Cascade, and Byron Center. Well, the incumbent, U.S. Congresswoman Hillary Slotkin, Democrat from Grand Rapids, started her journey back in 2020 in the more conservative areas, but ended up still being competitive when the 3rd Congressional District that year, Slotkin lost to former Congressman Peter Meyer. The family behind, the Midwest Meyer grocery chains, he won by more than 23,000 votes. However, in the next election cycle, Meyer was targeted by conservatives for voting to impeach former President Donald Trump over the January 6, 2021 riots at the Capitol. Slotkin then faced off against John Gibbs, a very strong conservative that Trump endorsed. Well, she came out victorious against Gibbs, winning by over 43,000 votes, almost double the amount Meyer defeated her by in the prior election. Overall, the Republicans spending 3rd Congressional District dollars from $5.6 million in 2020 to $6.1 million in 2022, now are only spending $790,432 in Slotkin's re-election coming up against the Republican. Grand Rapids lawyer from the Grand Rapids area, Paul Hudson. Based on ad impact database, based on political ad spending between now and Election Day. On a podcast done with MERS News Service, Tom Norton, a political consultant, said a small L libertarian in the Republican Party is the type of brand that could win in West Michigan's 3rd Congressional District. Nonetheless, Norton doesn't seem to think Hudson will defeat Slotin this year. Well, Justin Amash, if you remember, the Big L Libertarian, was replaced with Peter Meyer. However, Norton went on to say there's two different types of people in this election. He sees Paul's biggest problem is when he goes to an event, he doesn't seem to be talking to very many people there. He usually sends staffers. He's disconnected. He doesn't try to introduce himself. He doesn't walk around with an air about him in communicating with the voters. Almost comes across as being aloof. And that doesn't encourage grassroots Republicans to go out and get behind him and knock on doors for him. Norton is expecting in the Kent County area this year that the 83rd House District, which includes part of Grand Rapids and Wyoming, former State Representative Tommy Brand, a previous steak restaurant owner, is running against the incumbent, John Fitzgerald, Democrat from Wyoming. Well, as of August 26, roughly a month ago, on the campaign finance reports, Fitzgerald, the Democrat, had $165,548 cash on hand over Brand's $29,430. Norton says, even though he sees Brand as a candidate people in the district truly feel emotionally connected to. As I drove through the area and knocked on some doors for him, there are a lot of Hispanics that traditionally vote for Democrats that are out there actually voting for Tommy Brand. They're also voting for Donald Trump. A lot of the Hispanic community is shifting to the Republican Party, which is a huge demographic in the Wyoming-Kentwood border area. Very, very interesting. Also, another progressive podcaster, Joe Spalding, a political consultant from Holland, described Slotin as being able to take advantage of her Dutch last name, which West Michiganders know how to pronounce, as well as her decision guiding her Christian faith in the district. Hillary Slotin has going on for her things that can connect directly to the people. She's actually being seen as one of the first congressional folks on the Democrat side to make some very mindful, absolutely secure votes in the district for the people. Calling for President Biden to step down and let Kamala Harris have a run at this campaign, that carried a lot of weight with Democrats in the area. And as we now see in the polling, they're turning out for her. So, who's going to be potentially the candidate for the 3rd Congressional District to challenge Slotin in 2026? Well, I'm going to go a little bit on the limb here and say it's probably going to be Tom Norton. That's why he's doing these types of interviews. That's why he's giving this type of information to MERS.